My name is Kathy Geiswhite. I was born in Dayton, and I spent the first developmentally critical 5 years of my life here. My family moved to Michigan when I started kindergarten, and then they moved back to Dayton when I was in college, and here I am.
So you're being inducted into the Dayton Walk of Fame. Tell me what this means for you.
This means everything because I feel like Dayton is my home. Those first 5 years, it doesn't seem like much, but those are the 5 years that develop everything in your life, your values, your personality, you know, your point of view. And my connection with Dayton and the family, the community of families here and friends that my parents had is the most important to me. The Dayton Daily News was one of the first newspapers that picked up my comic strip in 1976, and they ran it every single day until I quit the strip 34 years later. And to know that a little chunk of my life and my family's life got delivered to all of those front porches in Dayton all of those years was incredible. And then to know that now a little chunk of our family's life will be in cement in the Dayton Walk of Fame is an unbelievable honor.
And that comic was beloved by many. Tell me how you got your start.
I was dragged into this wonderful career by my mother, who insisted that some little scribbled drawings I did after college could be the start of a comic strip. Mom had always taught me to keep my feelings private, so in the 70s, when I was a writer in an advertising agency and struggling a lot with what women's role should be, I kind of illustrated my frustrations with stick figures. I sent them to Mom to let her know I was coping without speaking to anybody, and Mom said, oh my gosh, you know, millions of people could relate to this. Mom went to the library, researched comic strip syndicates, and finally typed me up a list of who I should send my work to. So just to get Mom off my back, I submitted my scribble drawings, not a comic strip. I did not know how to draw. I sent them to the name at the top of her list, and they bought it. They bought it with the belief that if I had to do it 365 days a year, I would learn how to draw.
Have you done a compilation or a book featuring your work?
There have been compilations over the years of the comic strip, and right now I'm writing a new book that is not comic strips, but it's essays. So it's longer writing, a lot more words, a lot less art that will be out in the next fall.
Well, great. We look forward to that. And congratulations on being inducted into the Dayton Walk of Fame.
Thank you. I'm so proud to be here.